Okay, now we are going for a guided sitting session. May you sit in a comfortable position. Can keep your head straight, neck straight, shoulders in a relaxed position. If you are using a chair, probably you can lean onto the chair, the side, or you can keep your back straight. And your legs are also relaxed. And certain parts of the foot soles are touching the ground. Now we are comfortably sitting. So see whether you feel the comfort, feeling at ease. If you are from walking, so once we sit, we can feel that comfort. There is nothing much to do. Previously, we are intentionally walking, but now we are comfortably sitting. And we can gently close our eyes. Whether there are various sounds in the surrounding. So by listening to a few sounds, so we can spend a couple of minutes in mindful listening with a very quiet mind. Sounds are coming and going. I can hear the wind, the breeze, and some sounds of birds. So all these sounds happen in the present moment. Now we can slowly get our attention back to the body. We can take a deep breath, hold it for a second, and then release. And we can keep our attention closer to the nostril. Hope we can recognize the in-breath and the out-breath. So it's a very simple task. Just recognizing the in-breath and the out-breath. So while we are doing that, since it is so simple, our mind sometimes does not appreciate it. As a result, it goes to the past and the future. But don't encourage that. Don't appreciate or give value, any importance to those past thoughts. The past has happened. It has gone. So there is no point of regretting or having any remorse about the past. Probably the mind may even start to plan about the future. But the future hasn't come yet. So when things are unfolding, it may be quite different than we expect. So therefore, thinking too much about the future at this moment is not necessary. At this moment, actually, thinking is not necessary at all. So we are trying to recognize the present moment. The present moment experience is so simple and direct. Right now, am I experiencing in-breath or the out-breath? Clearly recognizing it. A allowing the body to breathe as it likes. When in-breath happens, recognizing it as in. When out-breath happens, noting it as out. So this confirmation, verbalization, what we call as noting, helps when our mind is prone to distraction. But if you are already successful in keeping your attention with a quiet mind, no need to note, simply you can recognize with a very quiet mind. So there is no tension in the mind and you are not putting too much effort, but with a balanced effort, you are keeping your attention on the breath. No need to do any kind of controlling of the breath. Let it unfold as it likes. And we step back and watch it carefully. With a slight smile. So as we continue, we understand it is not essential to make thoughts as ours. We can simply divert our attention back to the breath. So now we are somewhat released because so far we were giving some emphasis to various thoughts, but right now we start to discard them. And we start to recognize the in-breath and out-breath, which is a so simple and direct phenomena. So Buddha mentioned sato vasa sati, sato passa sati. In very simple terms, mindfully breathing in, mindfully breathing out. So, protecting this simplicity, appreciating this simplicity is quite valuable. Not burdening the mind, not stressing, rather a very gentle recognition. Allowing the mind to settle. Not making any stress from the mindfulness practice. And once the mindfulness fairly established, now we are trying to explore the breath, to examine the breath. Whether is it short or long? Is it warm or cool? From which nostril it is going in? From which nostril it is going out? So we are carefully recognizing. And as our attention improves, we can further relax ourselves. If there are any tension in the body, you can release them. Breathing in, energizing ourselves. Breathing out, relaxing the whole body and mind. If there are memories, plans, all we keep aside and simply try to fully accept the present moment experience, direct experience. It is so ordinary, extremely direct. As our mindfulness increase, we can further refine our attention. How this in-breath begins. How is it gradually improves and comes to the middle? And how is it fading away and completely disappear? And are we able to notice a little gap? And then the out-breath begins. And it also reaches some middle region. And then it also disappears. Then a small gap just before the next in-breath. So try to recognize this cyclical behavior of breathing. And you are keeping a very restrained mind, not doubting anything, not jumping to the past or future, and quite contented. Nothing expecting, no expectations. Just happy about the way it is. Recognizing each phase in the breath with a well-balanced mind.